Минск.
Доброе утро, Рав. Доброе утро,
Morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. Today the tens on duty are Moldova, Serbia, Croatia, Minsk, Western Galilee. Peter, ten number two, Petah Tikva, ten number 11.
Peter?
Peter, אנחנו מחכים לכם.
Peter, we're waiting for you. Okay, friends, today we're starting the Congress, lesson number zero, absorbing in the upper. It's a lot of excitement. Friends from abroad have come to the Congress. We have parents from New York. We have friends from Czechoslovakia, from all over the world. Alert. Let's start with an excerpt. Unless Peter are with us. Question. The central theme of the Arava Congress was annulment. What is the central theme, the focal point that the whole world can unite around during this present Congress? Rav, during the annulment, the connection was not so emphasized. What we are missing, I want you to determine according to your deficiency. You can determine it through the connection, through the preparations between you. What you feel is standing before you. What is ahead for us? What state has to be? I think that, first of all, it has to certainly be wholeness and connection with the Creator, above which we specifically started to talk about yesterday. And we must not move from it, must not move just to add to the right a little left, as much as possible to strengthen, to add to the right.
Now we're moving into a workshop, and please answer, please, quite concisely so that we can hear everyone. So, by the connections between you, you will determine what is ahead of you, what state we should have. Try to describe the situation ahead of us, the situation that should be. Again, try to describe the situation ahead of us, the situation that should be. Active workshop.
State we're going to be in. Well, tension will certainly be there in the air, but also excitement and happiness. I see that this Congress gives many practical tools by which we can live in the reality of the Enot Milvado. There's no one besides him at every moment. And that's it. And if from above the date was given that this thing should happen and we realize it properly, we will certainly be able to find everything that's inside there.
What will happen is what should happen. But I see that it's focusing on the whole world kli. And there is this inner pressure, and these are natural things in order to elicit new things.
It's very hard to describe this situation because it's a higher degree. It's above the corporeal things. You imagine one thing, you get another. I don't know, it's difficult.
I am imagining a very big effort here on the part of all the friends during the 24 hours, a huge press full of joy and seriousness.
I could say what state I long and yearn for, a state of Brit, the covenant, to feel it once and for all, the covenant between us that will stand by our side all the time on the spiritual path. To have this force that we can feel that each one can annul himself and work for the friends.
I think there was this example of a baby that's left and it takes one step because it has to, and then to make an effort to take that next step as hard as we can. This should be the form of the Congress, that out of wholeness we feel that we have to, simply have to, add somewhere.
With the Congress that's starting, what we want to do is let go of the will to receive and go into the Ibur, the conception. Let's describe this state for each other. What is this thing of leaving the will to receive and going into Ibur?
What is it? It's to continue the work we started and established between us at the Arava Congress. We have two kelim, and the kli of an individual should feel empty. So all of his inclinations, aspirations, desires are only for the friends, and the gap between them. So we come to a prayer.
That on the one hand it's like a roller coaster. I don't know what's going to happen. On the other hand, I know that whatever we go through, we go through it together. Whatever happens, we'll be there together.
Leave the will to receive and go into Ibur. I don't know. I think for the past half a year we've been dealing with the concept of Ibur long before the Arava Congress. We're just accumulating more and more discernments, accumulating the right discernments, the right chisaron, the lack. You can see every day how things change. In the end, it should lead us to sympathize less with me and more with the kli of the group, the will to bestow.
Yeah, it's the initial ability of bestowal, of the ability to bestow when a force comes and a person can detach from the control of the desire in him and he's able to pray for the friends in truth.
You can picture the effort for it through hatred to one nature and importance of another quality. But the situation itself, I don't know.
Letting go of myself, letting go of my thoughts about myself, living in the friends, praying for the friends.
To serve the connection, to serve the friends, the Creator.
It's last question is for a quiet workshop. We're going to start the first lesson, lesson number zero. The topic is the work in wholeness, entering the Ibul, out of Rav's words. We heard them before. I think that, first of all, it certainly has to be wholeness and connection with the Creator. So each one is trying to go into the state of wholeness and connection with the Creator. Let's go into the lesson this way.
להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. ואמונתך להגיד בבוקר חסדך, להגיד בבוקר חסדך, ואמור